come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
To be you, it had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue. Never be mean, might never be cross, or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else.
To be you, it had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who
I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do.
Nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still.
It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be
Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Welcome to Knockout Radio, Randy Harris. Welcome back from the...
Well, both of us welcome back. We both were in Miami. I mean, yeah, I was out of town last week.
You were in the ocean. You were floating around on a big mega yacht.
Good and bad. My package included Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Good and bad.
So you're connected. You still didn't want to be connected.
Right. But... You want to be connected when you're not connected, and you really don't want to be connected when you are.
Well, that's why we didn't do the show last week, because, right. You know, it's a vacation. You're with your family. Like, well, what's the longest you could spend on a cruise ship? Like, what's your max days?
Oh, where I'm not working, like when I was in the military?
Well, no, that's like a different...
Right. I mean, I could probably live the rest of my life on a cruise ship.
Really?
Absolutely. You walk down, you eat anytime you want. You walk up, there's entertainment anytime you want. There, no worries, no.
I'm good for 4 days. Nah. Anything more than that, I go crazy.
All right, let me lay down the show.
Yeah.
A lot of things to talk about. A lot of events that have happened. You know, BKFC Friday. I was in D.C. on Sunday for the Bucks game. But scheduled any moment now, in about 2 minutes, we're going to go out to Las Vegas and talk to Sean Brady, Not Tom Brady. Oh. Sean Brady.
Okay.
UFC Fight Night 198. Your boy, Lorenzo Hunt, at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk
about... Don't say it, my boy.
We're going to
get me in trouble by other people.
We're going to talk good and bad, you know, a little bit of his antics, as well as we're going to talk about his antics and others with the head man, Dave Feldman. We're going to speak to Tom Sharp. Any idea who that is? Only because you saw my notes.
No, I just, did he invent the TV?
Tom Sharp is the drummer of Mannheim Steamroller, who's coming to town, and he's also the drummer for Dennis DeYoung. Little drumming thing here, and we're going to be getting Mickey D on shortly. Not today, but down the road.
Okay.
So that's the schedule as of now. I'm looking forward to that. Like I said, Sean Brady coming up any minute now. One of the things that bothers me from BKFC 22.
Okay.
Judging.
Oh. Okay.
There was some bad judging.
Really?
There was some bad judging.
What do you think? What was the biggest issue you had?
And here's where, you know, when the commission got all over me when I made some comments about some judges and referees back in the day, and the commission said, if you don't like it, do something about it. Okay. You become a judge. And I did. And it's because judges and referees change lives.
That's true.
Okay? I mean, we all change lives, but judging, and they're not doing it on purpose. You know, I'm not like the fans saying that it's, you know, it's fixed, that they come in here, you know, predetermined who's going to win. But Pearl Gonzalez has stated that her contract is up and that she's not going to fight for BKFC anymore.
Correct. She was announced before the fight.
I thought she won the fight.
I think most people
believe. Many people thought she won the fight. And that's the problem with judging. Judges need to get it correct. We'll get back to it in a second. Because this Saturday, UFC Shocking is back at it. Every weekend. I love it.
I
love it. This weekend, UFC Fight Night 198. I did my 30 seconds of research on our first guest. And where do you hear some of these things that we have in common?
Because he's from the city of brotherly love, where
part
you
of
were
it.
Born.
Sean Brady. Sean, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. Welcome to the show. How's things? I know it's just the beginning of fight week, but how's it going so far?
It's good, man. I actually just got done all my media stuff that I had to do for the day, and this is my last thing. So, yeah, man, it's all going good.
First things first, I know it's early by a couple days, but I want to wish you a happy birthday on the most important date in my life, November 23rd.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's also my wife's birthday.
Oh, no way.
Of course, not only are you a lot younger, but I also did my 30 seconds of research, and I saw that you were born and brought up in Fox Chase, correct?
Yeah, Fox Chase, Burham area, yep.
I lived there way before you were born as well.
Where at? Like
I was stationed in Philly, and all I know is there was a McDonald's, and we lived in an apartment across the street from that McDonald's by, I think it's called Five Points.
I literally grew up on my house is on Five Points on Rising Sun Ave. I grew up there my whole life.
Wow. Yeah. There was a jewelry store on the corner of Rising Sun Boulevard at Five Points, basically right where you were.
Yeah.
That's friend of the families. That's where we got the engagement ring. I love Philly. I was also born in Philly, but
yeah,
I love that area. So.
Yeah, my parents still actually live there. Me and my fiance bought a house a little bit further in the Northeast, but yeah, we're still in Philly.
And you went to high school over by the Northeast Airport, correct?
Yeah, so I went to Northeast High School, and then I went to Swenson, and I finished off my last 3 years there. It was like a trade school.
You went to Northeast High School too, right?
I did go to Northeast High School, only in St. Petersburg, Florida. But
yeah.
I drove by your Northeast High School every day going to the base. So I felt like we were connected. I think we've talked before.
Yeah,
Mitch is coming back. The accent's bringing me back to Philadelphia. Matt likes to give me crap because I was only born there and my mom and dad lived in Florida. But I love going back up there. I was just there. But enough about Philadelphia right now and me. Fight week. What does fight week feel like you? Is it like countdown to Christmas, countdown to summer break? What's the feeling like?
The feeling's good, man. I'm just here. My team, we still have weigh-ins on Friday. So obviously we have to make weight and then get the fight Saturday. But it's just good vibes all around, man. It's been two training camps I had got canceled because of injuries, And I'm super excited to be here, and I'm super excited to fight Saturday night and show the world who I am, you know?
Do you try not to think you're, what is today, Wednesday, Thursday, right? 3 days away and then 2 days away? Or do you like that? Do you like looking at the clock and counting it down, kind of like Rocky Balboa and, you know, the Apollo Creed picture on the wall? Which is it? Do you try not to think, or do you want to think that Saturday's right around the corner?
I think about it because it's going to come regardless, you know, but I don't overthink it. Like, you can't dwell on it too much, but you got to know that, all right, it's coming soon. But that's why you train super hard and you prepare as hard as you can to know that you're ready to fight on that night.
Thoughts on your opponent?
He's a very good fighter, you know. He's ranked number 6 in the world for a reason. He's beat some of the best guys in the world. He's also lost to some of the best guys in the world. So I have nothing but respect for him. But he's in my way of where I'm trying to go in my career.
Is it hard when you are fighting somebody like Michael Chiesa that, you know, everybody sees, you know, he commentates now, you know, he's been around a while, he's an Ultimate Fighter champion, you know, and you said, you know, you respect him as most people do, a great guy. Is it hard to turn that off when the gate shuts and you're now going to go fight him?
No, not at all. Some of my my coaches and my teammates are like my best friends, and we try to literally kill each other every single time we train, and they're like family to me. So it's not going to affect me at all when I go to fight him.
It's funny you say that, Sean, because Eve Edwards used to always tell me, and it's basically what you just said, that, you know, the training is harder. We beat up our friends and our teammates in training, yeah, you know, more than a fight. So I've asked Eve Edwards to never call me a friend again.
it gets a little sketchy, but we definitely try to put a beating on each other.
I know all fighters come up obviously through the amateur ranks, and they're used to fighting in, you know, small crowds, no crowds, light crowds. Is it still, after now getting to the big time, being in the UFC and then, you know, the apex, and because of the pandemic, do you have to prepare for that at all, or just like everything else, you block it out and fight time's fight time?
Yeah, fight time's fight time, but I honestly enjoy it. I don't like all the outside stuff, you know. I care about the crowd and all that. It is going to be cool. My fiance and my parents and some of my close friends are going to be able to be at the Apex and watch me fight. They haven't seen me fight in 2 years, so that's why I'm excited to have them there. But outside of that, I wouldn't care if it was just me and him fighting in an alleyway. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter to me at all.
When you and your team get the call, I mean, do you sit down and say, all right, it's Michael Chiesa, it's a big name, or this guy, we don't know who it is, we're still going to fight him? Or do you not even care? The phone rings, it's like the bat phone, you know it's the UFC, and the answer is yes before you even find anything out?
Pretty much, but especially when you get a big opportunity like this, it's always, let's do it. It's a fight we've been asking for, and when they actually offered it to us, we were more than happy to take it, so it was a no-brainer.
So Sean, those are all, you know, fight scenarios and strategies, but my question more off of an Instagram photo that you posted back on August the 12th of a mouthpiece with the GoPuff like logo on it. And
yeah.
And so I'm more curious about, A, it's brilliant because after the UFC went to Reebok and now Venom, you know, you don't get to put, you know, badges and patches on your shorts and your fight gear. So to have it on the mouthpiece is brilliant. And how did that come about? And please tell everybody what GoPuff is.
So GoPuff is a pretty much an online grocery store. Anything you can think of, they deliver it to you. And literally anything you have, like, you can think of, anything you need. They have eggs to shampoo, to anything you need, they deliver it. But my buddy, his name's Simon Illashive, his cousin is actually one of the co-owners, so they've been sponsoring me for a long time, and they're actually now partnered with the UFC. So there's definitely some big cool things we'll be able to do with them. But, thank you so much. Yeah, they've been sponsoring me since I wasn't even in the UFC. So now that they're actually partnered with the UFC, it's definitely a big deal, and we're going to do some cool things together.
Now, when you say you can get anything from eggs to shampoo, et cetera, is that just in the Philadelphia area? Because I want Scrapple.
Oh, they have it here?
So can they deliver me some real Philadelphia Scrapple?
Probably no Scrapple, but they're all over the country, and they actually just expanded to, I'm pretty sure It was London. So they're a massive company. It's just an app on your phone, and you can literally get anything delivered to your house within 30 minutes. So it's pretty cool.
Very cool. Let me ask you this. Do you have more UFC gear or Philly other team gear?
More training gear. Definitely more training gear. I'm just getting into watching more sports, but I think it's because I've been betting on more sports. So I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I've been watching more NFL and basketball just because I like to dabble a little bit. I'm not sure if that's a good thing, though. But I'm usually always watching MMA, if it's anything.
Well, when you say you don't know if it's good or bad, I would say it's good if you're winning. Right. It's bad if you're losing.
Yeah, I'm winning more than I'm losing, so that's a good thing.
Then that's a good thing. Are you a fan of any of the other Philly, you know, teams, or are you a fan of other sports outside of the Philadelphia area?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Are you a fan of the Philly teams, the Eagles, the Sixers, you know, the Phillies, or is it other teams outside?
I'm not like a diehard fan, but if they're winning and people are celebrating, I'll be watching. But for me, it's usually just MMA. I'm so engraved in just watching all the fights. So that's really where most of my time goes.
And Sean, true or false, Rocky V is the greatest movie of all time?
Which I don't know them by numbers. Who was in Rocky V?
He's trying to throw me under the bus. I love Rocky V. Tommy Morrison, the fight scene in the street. Matter of fact, I just went to the street again a couple weeks ago. I love Rocky V. Are you a Rocky guy, and which one is your favorite?
I'm a Rocky guy, and I love the one with Tommy Gunn. It was great, but for me, it's probably the one with the Russian, when they go over to Russia and they fight. That's probably my favorite. But the one with Tommy Gunn is really good. I love them all, to be honest.
I don't know if you know this, and now we'll talk more about Rocky in Philadelphia again. They just came out with a new Rocky IV. It was a special screening a couple days ago. And, you know, they shoot extra scenes when they're doing a movie. So there's different things in this new copy. So I don't know if you knew it or if you've seen it or any of that kind of stuff, but you might want to check that out.
No, where's it at? Like, where can you watch
it? It was done in different locations. The main one was in Philly. Sly was there. And somehow Paulie was there, which I don't understand because I went to his gravesite the other day, you know, and I saw Adrian and Paulie's grave. Did you know that they had real gravesites?
No, they don't. Do they really?
Yeah, they really do. We went to it. I will text you photos of the gravesite.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy. So Hal Paulie was just at the premiere. I don't know. He came back from the dead.
Where can you watch the movie at? Like, is it on TV?
I don't know. I know that it was in theaters, and all the huge Rocky fans, which I am, and I'm in all these Facebook pages, you know, they scarfed up all the posters and stuff, but it was in a movie theater. So I don't know if it's going to stay released, if it's going to come out. I don't know. I'll do all that research, not only for me, but for you as well, and get you all the info.
Definitely send it my way.
Good stuff. Before we let you go, give the fans, give the media, give everybody that's going to be tuning in Saturday what they can expect when you get in the cage with Michael Chiesa at UFC Fight Night 198.
You can expect a super exciting fight. There's going to be grappling. There's going to be striking. It's going to go all over the place, but it's going to come out with me getting my hand raised at the end of the night. That's for sure.
I love it. Fellow Philadelphian, it's awesome.
Did you say grappling or scrappling?
I thought he said scrapple. He was going to put some scrapple on there for me.
Scrapple.
Sean, for coming on, I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from Ape Man Strong, a pair of earbuds from Jabraw Electronics. And typically we send a box of Odd Socks. There's some of the greatest socks, different logos, wrestlers. I'm going to call them and say make sure that it's filled with Rocky Balboa socks for you.
That's perfect. Thank you, my man. I appreciate it.
I will get it all taken care of after the show.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much for your time. Best of luck. Have fun on Saturday.
Sure. You guys have a good one.
You as well. Sean Brady taking on Michael Chiesa, a big name, obviously. Everybody knows Mike's name. Been on the program numerous times. Has Tampa Bay ties. Ironic. A Brady is going to fight a Chiesa with his uncle, who I think still works for the Bucks.
I think so, too.
All right. Let's go hit this break. When we come back, we'll talk about what I witnessed in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Good, bad, and definitely ugly. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Now in the street there is This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
John Elway, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Have you thought of investing money in the stock market? Well, what's holding you back? Is it the fear of losing your hard-earned money? Don't have the time to babysit your investments? Or are you afraid of the unknown? Well, get ready. We have a proven system that's successfully running for the past 6 years, helping our clients make winning trades with our artificial intelligence-based software. Call now to get in on our free live daily trading sessions as seats are limited. Call 727-597-4377 or visit us at www.sleepandtrade.com.
Futures trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is former WWE wrestler Tugboat, aka Typhoon of the Natural Disaster. And have you been to the best gym in downtown St. Pete? If you haven't, there's no better time than now. Suncoast Fitness is locally owned and operated. They have that old school feeling you just don't find anymore. Suncoast Fitness has plenty of cardio, machines, and free weights. It's more than just a gym. It's a family. Stop in and tell Hunter you heard it on the radio and your first workout's free. 33 6th Street South, St. Pete, Florida. Suncoast Fitness. We're just different.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Sheff from the band Chicago, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you from the dungeon today. You know, a lot of people talk the talk. You attempt to talk the talk.
I talk all the time.
I know you do. And some people, I wrote this myself, by the way,
like
to walk the walk. But very few can do both. And our next guest is that guy. He talked it, he walked it, and he backed it up last Friday night. He's probably still smiling. Let's welcome to the program the BKFC Cruiserweight Champion, your friend and mine, Lorenzo Hunt. Lorenzo, how are you, buddy?
What's up, everybody? Hey, how y'all doing?
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank you for buying my Diet Coke Friday night.
Yo, you wanted a little money, huh?
Well, no, you threw away money, and I picked some up, and I got a Diet Coke.
Oh, you were at the fight. Yeah. Yeah, that was an awesome walkout orchestrated by one of my sponsors, Mascara's Cinnamon Club in Jacksonville, Florida. They've been a very big supporter of the Juggernaut, and he wanted to come out and show his love, so that was nice.
He showed his love, Matt. I don't know if you saw it from up on the ring as you were doing your mats, but and it's funny because you just said about making it rain, And that was pretty much Lorenzo's walkout. They made it rain.
They made it rain.
So let's talk about first. You know, I saw a photo, Lorenzo, of the belt that you have, and you know, tell the story for people that either don't know, didn't watch, or you know, the special belt that you now hold.
Oh well, you mean the beat up one, or are you talking about the diamond?
No, the beat up one for first, because honestly, I love the story. I necessarily may not like
to tell you the truth, I've been the number one contender for quite some time, and Hector Lombard, he was the next up to challenge. Somehow he was able to work his hand and get around me, and instead of challenging me for the vacant 205 belt, he wound up challenging. He wound up challenging Joe Riggs. And it was crazy because I fought the weekend before his fight. Or 2 weeks before his fight, they sent me to Alabama. I was actually supposed to fight on that Miami card, on that stacked card with all the title fights. And I wound up in Alabama somehow. So when I came back and saw what was going on and saw that there was some magical belt challenge for Joe Riggs, who was 2-1, and for Hector Lombard, who was 2-0, and I'm standing there 6-1. I mean, breaking my back, busting up my hands, stitches, the whole nine for this organization. And then for Hector Lombard to come in and use his little fame and his little, what I like to call Paige Van Zandt style notoriety, he was able to get around me. So that belt that I'm holding is the same belt that I held upside down at Hector Lombard's and Joe Riggs' weigh-in. And that is the belt that I took from him at his press conference and beat it on the ground. I beat it on the ground not in protest to the organization, but in protest to him holding a title that was meant for me. So after our fight, after I beat him up, because I told him, I said, I'm going to take this from you because you ain't no champ unless I say you a champ. So I took the belt from him, and then I beat it on the ground. And then after our fight, I gave him my new belt just because he showed the heart of a champion in fighting me, because he could have continued to avoid me. He could have retired. He could have faked an injury. So he stepped up to the challenge. He reluctantly stepped up to the challenge. So I gave him my new belt because every champ should have a belt. And I kept the old one that I beat up because it's worth more to me.
Sure. Were you able to get both letters that fell off?
No, but I'm sure somebody's got them. And if they pick them up, tell them to tag me and let me know. We'll make a big deal out of it.
Just hope they return to B and not the C, because we don't have the KFC belt.
What did you say? Yeah, is it? No, it's not. That's the KFC belt. No.
Yeah, make sure you don't end up with a KFC belt. Make sure you're like
they can't get the B.
Yeah, make sure they return the B if they find it.
Who's ever got the B? I need the B, and I need the C.
But Lorenzo, look, man, congratulations, my brother. I'm so proud of you for the way you came to this. You now have the most wins in BKFC history. You're now 7-1. You are the champion of the world.
Well, hold on a second, Lorenzo. Did you say you're the champion?
Oh, yeah, I got to wait for you to say
it.
Well, I'm saying you said you're not the champ unless you say it. So I'm just making sure.
Oh, I've been standing in the mirror since 2001.
So, Lorenzo, listen. So how do I get ain't no champ until I say so, ain't no celebration, Lorenzo Hunt swag? How do I – is that coming
out? Is that out yet? Yeah.
Are you launching your own series? Because that
– man, listen to me. That was not improv. I do not have writers. It just came out after he punched me.
Hey, but how do – you got to bring that to market, Lorenzo. you gotta market that phrase and, right. and sell swag
sure.
and capitalize on the trendy. Just like Julie Lane's "Let Me Bang, Bro," you gotta capitalize right now, right. man. You're hot. You're the biggest right. thing, and you gotta put that to market. I'll be the first to buy one.
It didn't catch on at first because they were like, he's just talking. Hector Lombard, so great. Now, after I beat his ass, everybody's like, hey, he's dead, or you better not.
what was the feeling? What was going through your mind during the fight? You know, it's, you know, something that you wanted so badly. Things were going your way. Is it different than like a previous fight, or all fights, you know, it's either nothing that you're thinking or?
No, absolutely not. Let me fill you in. I knew I was better than Hector Lombard. I've known this entire time. I'm the only person that knew. And it's like when you see a spaceship and you're trying to tell everybody, like, hey, I saw a... Nah, they don't believe you. So I'm running around like a crazy person trying to convince everybody that I'm better than this rich ex-UFC, ex-Bellator, ex-Olympian. And everybody's laughing at me like, yeah, right, you're nobody. Even Hector Lombard said, oh, who is this guy? I'm a martial artist. I'm the best at what I do. I've been going around the country proving it, and people still didn't believe.
So, did you
walk through Hector Lombard and made it look easy.
Did you need people to say that and act that way? I mean, we both know you pretty well, but, you know, did that drive you even more, or did you not even need that? You know, you knew what you needed to do, and you went and did it, but, everybody doubting you?
No, that doesn't motivate me at all because, I mean, I've been the underdog my entire life. Every single fight that we've gone to, that was never the favorite. When they brought me into the BKFC from the tryouts and I fought Reggie Pena, he was supposed to be some big bad guy. He fought Deontay Wilder. He was supposed to beat me and make it look easy. And then I made a viral video of that huge hematoma. Every single fight I've gone to, the guy is so-called better than me. Robert Morrow had 57 pro MMA and kickboxing matches. He was supposed to make me look. He was supposed to knock me out of title contention. Josh Dyer, he was supposed to knock me out of title contention. All these guys were supposed to have beat me. It's always the same. It's always the same story. I'm telling you, the people who've been betting against me, they got to be homeless by now.
Well, apparently Sean Brady is not betting against you. He's been winning.
Or Lorenzo, or a really slow learner.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with you?
So Lorenzo, like, I got two statements. Obviously, we know you went to Puerto Rico to isolate, to train up in altitude, to, you know, isolate yourself so you can focus on this fight. Doesn't Rocky look a little stupid going to, like, Siberia, looking back? Because Puerto Rico looked pretty nice.
You know, Puerto Rico was amazing. I mean, we did kind of somehow we channeled the whole Rocky thing, and I think it had something to do with the mountain. And I mean, there's so many Rockies. How could you not train and channel that energy? There's so many. He went so many places.
And Lorenzo, I'm going to say this because I was there feet from you, just right behind you after your hand was raised and the belts were awarded and the medallions were given. And you've been planning this moment for years, if not your entire life. But in that moment, all I could hear you say was, where's my dad? Mama, I told you. You know, how emotional it was that moment? Like, and were you able to enjoy it to its fullest?
Oh, absolutely. It was an amazing time. It was nice to be affirmed. You know, sometimes when you're trying to convince people of stuff, you just get tired. You just get tired of saying the same thing over and over again like a broken record, you know? And so I'm here. I've always been here. This should have been. Somebody should have foresaw this. Matter of fact, Vegas did because I expected the odds to go in his favor. Vegas was like, yeah, right, we're not falling for that shit. So
he said, stop.
As much money gambling as we could have. You know what I mean?
Lorenzo,
but
you were
everybody else. Everybody else pretty much. They just like, you know, counting me out. They're like, oh, Hector's so strong. Hector's this and Hector's that. And I'm like, man, come on. You guys can't see the Hector's biggest flaw is arrogance. He thinks he's better. That's a problem, bro.
Right. No, for sure. You were basically the face of or one of the faces of BKFC, you know, doing a lot of media at all the events. Does this push you to the main guy, the main face of this organization now?
I don't know. I've never actually concerned myself with that. People say, you know, like I'm after the publicity or that I'm chasing down something, but it's actually not. I actually love the BKFC. I love the energy. When I was a kid, I used to say I wanted to be in the circus. And believe me, I wound up in the circus. And so I love the show. I love the show. This is the greatest show on earth. David Feldman, Nate Shook, those guys, they put it together for us. And I love to be there. And the fact that I'm there and taking pictures with fans, collecting money for charity for the National Alliance to End Veteran Suicide, it just seems like I'm chasing the cameras, but I'm not. I'm just having fun. I'm enjoying the show. I was doing media for Susan Sangari, and that opportunity came about me because she said, you know, she liked the way I talked. But it's just like, hey, you know, it's just one thing. You know, things fall into place when you love what you do.
All right. What's next? When do you think you want to fight again?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. As you can see, if you saw the fight, that was not super hard work. I actually took it kind of easy on Hector. I hope his arrogance will drive him back into a rubber match or a rematch, and he can use all his power and all his pull in order to pull his silly self right back in the ring with me at 205. And I'll beat him up again. And it's, you know, just a free check. Other than that, I no longer have to announce who I am to the world. Now those guys who are coming up, they have to come see me. They have to beg for their shot. They have to earn their position. They have to fight to be number one in the ranking. So now my food gets brought to me.
I'm getting text messages from people, and they want to know, will you have the same walkout so they'll know what kind of seat they need to get? Meaning they want to be close when it rains again.
No, probably not. I'm like I said, as we get better and better, I'm thinking more crazier ideas, wilder stuff. I'm always trying to top myself, you know. So you never know. But if you can get a good seat next to the walkout, you better get it, because that's a part of the show, you know.
Luckily, that's my agreement with David Feldman, so I'll be right there. Lorenzo, congratulations. It was awesome. It was awesome watching what you did. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from Ape Man Strong, a pair of earbuds from Jabra Electronics, and a box of socks from Odd Socks. Sounds familiar because it's some of those logos you saw on the mats.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I always see the Ape Man. Actually, that's Knuckle Mania. That was my motivation for doing the little Ape walk when I ran around after I knocked out Bomb Group. The Ape Man Strong thing was right there on the ground. So.
Good stuff.
All right, Lorenzo, get those shirts made and take care of that KFC belt. We'll see you soon.
For sure. Thanks, Lorenzo. Enjoy.
All right. Thank you.
Lorenzo Hunt, your new cruiserweight champ. Let's run to a break real quick, and when we come back, I believe we're going to have back out for UFC Saturday night, Joanne Wood.
Nice.
I know it sounds a little strange.
New.
We'll explain that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay. Freeze frame!
All right, we are back coming to from the dungeon. Good to be back in town in Tampa Bay. And I kind of felt like freeze frame when I got my list from the UFC PR staff.
Okay.
You know, I get it a couple days before we were honored to have these interviews. And it said Sean Brady and JoJo Wood. And it kind of threw me a little bit. So let's go out to the phone lines and welcome Joanne Wood. Joanne, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. And like I said, it kind of threw me. And I'm like, I know Joanne Calderwood. And I had to look again who's fighting. And I didn't realize recently married, huh?
Yep, 3 weeks ago. So buzzing.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah. You get married and your honeymoon is in the octagon on Saturday night.
I've not even planned my honeymoon. I don't know when that's going to happen, but yeah, the main thing was get married, and I didn't really plan on doing it mid fight camp, but you know, when the UFC calls, you take that fight whether it's on your wedding day or not.
Well, hopefully you got the wedding photos before the fight, so you're good to go.
Yes, I sure did. I was
I reached out, you know, I did my quick 30, 40 seconds of research. I try to pull one or two things, you know, so I know that I want to talk about. And I reached out to a friend of mine. He's one of the stars of, they're called Tenors of Rock in Las Vegas. I don't know if you've ever seen their billboards. He's the big Scottish dude that wears the kilt. And I reached out to him because I wanted him to know, and he probably did, that you're Scotland's first female professional mixed martial artist.
Yep, and did he know?
He didn't answer. I think he was doing. He was getting ready to perform. I'm sure he knows. He's performing, so you know. I'm sure they were practicing or whatever. But I know that he would have liked to have come on and asked you some questions and all that. But he didn't get back to me in time. So, what's that like to be a first?
It feels pretty awesome. You know, when I look back at how far I've came and like. You kind of, knowing from what I've came from, you're like, yeah, this isn't really supposed to be real, but here I am living the dream and I'm doing it and still, you know, still here. I'm in the UFC now. It's been 8 years, so it's awesome to realize that I'm actually doing it and to think back years ago when I first started to know that that wasn't even a thought or an option at that time.
Right. You have over 40 professional fights between kickboxing, mixed martial arts, I'm sure some amateurs as well. How has the sport changed from that very first time you stepped in a gym or the very first time you had a fist fight, you know, to now, whether it's training, nutrition, preparation, you know, whatever?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it's changed so much. And for me as a professional fighter, to see the change, it's all for the better for me to perform better. You know, the research and the things that they're coming out with now, and to know what it was like at the start. You know, I didn't have any resources. I was probably, well, I don't I don't say probably, I know I was doing it all wrong. And just to know that now people starting off and they're starting off in the right way, it's awesome. And I do wish that I was just starting out my career knowing everything that I know now, but no regrets, right?
Sure,
but yeah,
sure.
It came a long, long way. And now, like, people, when I used to say I'm a MMA fighter or a fight for UFC, most people were like, what's that? And then I would be like, oh, go home and Google. So then they would have to go home and Google. But now even people that don't follow the sport, you mention MMA or you mention UFC, people know what you're talking about. So the evolution of that is pretty cool to see.
It definitely has come a long way. Before we, you know, talk about the fight on Saturday night, I need to ask you. So I noticed that you have a late in the year birthday, late December, just like my sister. Did you get shafted out of gifts as well? Because we would like, you know, my parents or whoever would give my sister her birthday, Hanukkah, and Christmas gift all at the same time because it was the 2 days, day before Christmas. Did that happen to you as well?
Is she on the 24th too?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was terrible. I used to get presents on the 24th, not even my birthday, the day after my birthday, and it would be, this is your Christmas and your, this is your birthday and your Christmas. And I'd be like, well, when do I open it? And then people would be like, oh, this is a big gift, so it's for your Christmas and your birthday. And I'm like, well, that's kind of, yeah, I was for sure cheated out of a lot of pressure on my husband, and he got a short straw, and I do feel bad for him, but I make sure he knows that it has to be
two separate,
two very special days.
That's awesome.
So Joanne, my sister, she went to school abroad. She studied in England. I know she couldn't get Mountain Dew over in across the pond. Is there anything from Scotland that you miss being here in the United States that you just can't get that we must know about from your native land?
Yeah, chippy. Chip shop. Do you know what a chip shop is?
No.
We have chip shops in like every corner of the street. It's basically like potatoes fried, you get fish and chips, you get sausage and chips, you can get pizza and chips, fritters. That's the one thing that I wish America had, and I'm sure Americans would love it.
I think I'm going to go to Scotland just to try it.
Yeah. Do you know where we can go? Who can we stay with over there?
We'll stay with Jimmy. Before we run out of time, talk to us about Saturday night, change in opponent. Does that matter? Who the opponent is?
It doesn't. In this kind of, this point in my career, I've learned to kind of go with that. It's not the first time, won't be the last time. So until you're in the octagon and standing in front of the person, usually that's when you're like, okay, this is real and it's happening. There's so much things that can go wrong. This sport is it's very hard on the body, and injuries are very, very common. And now you've got the whole COVID aspect to add into the maybe things changing. So yeah, until you're in there, I've kind of learned to, okay, this is the person I'm going to be fighting. But for me, I was a little bit gutted. I was looking forward to fighting Alexa Grasso. She's also coming up from strawweight. So I felt like weight-wise it would be good, and she's an exciting fighter. She likes to box, which would make it a stand-up fight. And this now Santos, the new opponent that I've got, she still had a lot of notice to take this fight, but she's a different kind of fighter. I think she likes to kind of grind against the cage and get it to the mat. So I'm hoping it's still going to be an exciting fight, but I can see it being a very different fight and not as fun for me as a fighter.
As it was going to be. I will say this much. I have stood in the octagon, but I have never and never will stand across an opponent. So just with that said.
So Joanne, like with all those things going on, like do you have extra concern about the referees putting their hands on a fighter in the mid-fight, like Herb Dean did last week?
Oh, yeah. As fighters, we are like, try not to think about it too much, but there's a lot of aspects that come into, you know, us getting the nod or us winning and walking away with all our paycheck, or if we lose, you know, half our paycheck. And a lot of that comes down to the referees and the judges. And to be honest, we had one of the judges in the gym a couple of weeks ago, and most of the pros left. We just were like, we were shocked to what we were hearing, and we're like, geez, this is what our career comes down to, these three people. And then our main thing is, these guys, they don't train. They don't do this.
We are at the top of the hour. JoJo, thank you very much for your time. We're going to send you a care package of a bunch of cool stuff for coming on. Have fun on Saturday night.
And new wood.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page World Championship Wrestling, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.